This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
New to Joy in 2014, this is Absolutely Everybody.
And now, I'd like to welcome Estelle Fyfe, Enecto CEO and Chair of the Victorian National Disability Services, and Julia Butler, who is the Learning and Development Consultant. First of all, let's start with you, Estelle.
How does Enecto approach inclusion? It's a big topic, isn't it?
It is a big topic. People talk about including people, but often, you know, it's pretty... cursory. Yeah.
Okay, so how does Enecto approach inclusion? We've done quite a lot of looking at different ideas of inclusion, and it generally comes to people, well, there's relationships, people feeling included with communities that they are, that they're part of, that they, that are open to them. It also comes at another level to access to decent healthcare, access to somewhere decent to live, to employment, sort of social indicators of inclusion. So when we're working with people, and people come to us generally because they're wanting quite practical assistance. With older people, they'd usually come through the aged care assessment teams, and they're usually eligible to go into some form of residential care. Not all, but a lot. But they don't really want to. They want to continue. They just don't want to go into that restricted setting. So our approach is actually us to talk with them about what's important in your life, and how can we work with you so that you can live a more included life, say connected to what's important to you, stay connected to or become connected to communities that are important to you, and also get the kind of practical help that you need to do that.
So Enecto, please correct me if I'm wrong, so my understanding is Enecto is trying to support people to stay in their homes for as long as possible.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
I, for one, am very pleased to hear that. That's great. So when it comes to the LGBTI community then, and some of the special needs that have been identified around there, I guess both from a service provider's perspective as well as there's a client's perspective as well, how does that all work in? How's Enecto approaching that?
Okay, well, I'll say a few words and then perhaps invite Julia to say a few words because she's got this really important role in our learning and development. But, with at least 10% of the population being linked with the... or being from the LGBTI community, that's a pretty high percentage. So we know it's going to be a pretty high percentage of people that are referred to us. We also know that not everybody might be comfortable speaking about that at first. Some might be, some might not be. And it's going to be a really important part of their lives. And there'll be other things in their lives as well. So our initial focus is how do we get our staff aware of that? How do we really have our staff well informed, aware? We're seeking assistance through Val's Cafe for how we do that and how we work to the Rainbow Tick, and really concentrating on our learning and development strategy.
Okay.
Yeah,
which might be a good time for Julia to talk. So, Julia, you're involved in the learning and development aspects for Enecto and trying to make this all happen. So what's the journey been like, and where are you at?
Well, we've just completed the Rainbow Tick training.
Great.
Our quality person and I went and did all the workshops, which was great. That was fantastic.
That's the how-to workshops?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, as we know, with the 6 standards that we're looking to comply to, which has been great. The really nice thing was actually we're on our way. We're well and truly on our way there. We're actually doing quite a bit. Some areas we've obviously moved further than others. But the biggest thing, I think, as far as talking about staff's training, We have a really intricate planning framework there's been a lot of consultation on how we actually get it to happen. And our first and foremost thing is finding out about people's gifts and talents. And that's the first point of call. So with people who may not be comfortable talking about who they are or their sexual preference, it's like that's our first point in. then it's like, what makes a great life for you? And then how do you want to connect to the community? So by asking broader questions, people start then talking about what is important to them. Who do they want to connect with? Who do they want in their lives? We've recently done a two-day training program on purposeful practice and conversations, which was, it was an adjunct to our planning framework, but it was also about a real personal development push for our staff, I could say, to get them to think about who they are, their values and attitudes. And we talk about a concept called open mind, open heart, open will. And we talk about people disarming themselves and going, yeah, you have your own values and attitudes, and that's great, but you actually don't have the right to enforce them on somebody else. And so the way we've kind of trained it is that we go, okay, if you're going to talk to someone or go into someone's home and they've disclosed to you about who they are, you need to think about the wake you leave. You need to think about, if you're in that person's shoes, how are you going to respond? How would you feel? And the response we've had from the staff has been amazing.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.